Okay, hold on. You're telling me there's a reason for all of this?
You mean I'm not just a human? Here to just get by in this life?
No, you're a light. And that's why you're here, right now, listening to us, the Seven Stars, where each week we bring you the energy of now, helping you understand yourself from the inside out and providing you the tools and the relief to live this life free.
Here is where the truth begins.
And as the mist begins to shift you out of the fog after April 8th, you will see nonstop all month signs, markers, manifestations, requests, things clicking, things making sense, extreme amount of aha moments, a coin in your pocket that was left by you for you that activates and changes everything. This month, you find your coin. It's that moment, and you could cry as you remember this moment, this feeling, when you thought you lost it, when you didn't believe in yourself, when you didn't trust, when you didn't think it could happen for you, when the pain was too much and the stories you lived in crippled you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you were altered. If not in this time meeting, but in a moment like Outlander when you meet again. Your hand goes into the pocket and the coat and the jeans and the book. In the box beneath the couch curtains as you move. In an old friend, an old connection, in a moment that will absolutely rock you. When you find your coin this month, you will know, you will cry, you will feel it, and you will be shook. Because it will be said that it was impossible. It was buried so deep, it was hidden, and it was so fucking ridiculous to believe, to trust, to listen to yourself, and to understand. And that coin will be found this month, and when it does, millions and millions, close to 1 billion beings this month, find the coin, and there's going to be an earthquake of a shift. A magnitude that will be felt, that will impact, that will rock both density and the vibration and frequency of every living thing. And it's in that moment in time that things have been written about. Because when you remove time, you see the truth. You see what you're capable of, and you see how everything comes into you like a beautiful garden of seeds that have been planted a long time ago. So what does this all mean in the cliff notes of things? All the versions of you meet this month with a gentle handshake, a kind handwritten note, a goodbye, a hello, a remembering, a gift, a memory, a moment, a connection that will tie everything together to weave together the next 3 months that will set you up for everything in which you are to come into the summer months. Don't fight, don't cling, surrender, understand yourself, and really, really feel the coin when you find it. Because here's the thing, you will watch the world find it in a grand, epic way. Hi, wow. Everybody.
Hello.
It's a very intense start to a very...
amazing month.
A really amazing month, because that's really what's unfolding right now. And what has already began to unfold.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it's the first of the month. I don't know what day it is.
No, but we're on the middle of the month. And, you know, there's just such... the beginning of the energy report said the outside of our lives will mm-hmm. feel electric. Mm-hmm. Okay? No matter who you are, whatever you're going through, there's an electric energy that you are experiencing. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to label it negative or positive, there's an electricity, an electric pulse that you are feeling, and it's shaping you, it's altering you, and we really, really, truly are outside of time right now, mm-hmm. meaning that we are in an experience month, having the experiences that are literally, it kind of looks like, you know, like a game of like Tetris where things are finally locking into place mm-hmm. for you to see the picture you've been painting.
Well, to see yourself
right
in the truest form, and the line of we're meeting all the versions of ourselves this month is reflect on the experiences that you've had and reflect on the experiences that you are having, and what are you seeing inside of yourself? What is being shown to you? What is being gifted to you? And, you know, what is sending you? What is making you feel scared or victim inside of yourself? Or what is lighting you up, you know, with that electricity and making you feel alive?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This month, it's like I can just speak to the last like 24, 48 hours of my own specific life, the amount that has shifted that I'm starting to see. Mm-hmm. And I really empower whoever you are to see this in your life. And I'm just going to give an example of some of the things that we're talking about. Yesterday, Becca and I were at the grocery store and a guy had a pack of batteries and she let him go in front of us. And we're like, cool, whatever. No big deal. We're doing the groceries. And then all of a sudden he leaves. He goes out to his car. He parks the car in front of the grocery store doors, comes in and hands Becca a card and says, if you ever need my services, and drives off. And in the car, I said to her, Becca, I'm like, let's just talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, first of all, most people wouldn't even have an experience like that. Okay.
But, or they would write it off.
Okay. And that's what we were talking about, is first, the experience wouldn't even happen for people. Or second, they don't even see that as something. They're like, okay, cool. This guy just came and handed me a business card. Like, mm-hmm. Ooh, gross, whatever, judging, don't even know. But it is beyond that. Him handing a business card is beyond the face value experience of what is taking place. Mm-hmm. And what I really want to like kind of dig in here to help everybody understand what's happening is, you as a being are drawn to people for a reason right now, and they are drawn to you. And there is an experience happening outside of time that, if you look at it, if you were up above right now and looking at your life, like the movie The Adjustment Bureau, that's what's happening right now. Because all the versions of you, all the things of you, are literally coming to meet you to create a world and a life that you can't even comprehend. And in real time right now, in the back end of my work, probably 2 summers ago, we had a thing called How Handlers. And it was like, how is none of your business. How things unfold is none of your fucking business, because it's bigger than you can even imagine. But you've got to trust, you've got to surrender, and you've got to take the action. And now the how handlers are going to appear
in density.
So yesterday we got a business card that doesn't even fucking really apply to our current life that we would use, but that was a how handler. And because we're not judging the experience and we're allowing that card and we're taking it and we're seeing it,
feeling the energy of the experience,
something's unfolding for us. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is like maybe really high floors for people or advanced, and maybe Skylar can break it down, but that's happening. So that's an example. And I just want to give another example. People want to talk to you, or people are having experiences with you because they're drawn to what you are, who you are. We now are in the new world. It has birthed. That's done. Mm-hmm. You are in the new world of how the world came here to be, what you came here to be, not the world that you were born into. So everything now in this new world is about connection, about energy, about literally, if you imagine yourself as a lighthouse and people are going to be attracted to you to have a conversation, and it's your job to literally just be yourself, because your words impact, your energy impacts. You are now known for your energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it goes back to, if we want to just like simplify it with that grocery example, it's like, look at how many times in your life that you've had markers for yourself where you would see like the number, I don't know, 222 everywhere. And that would, you know, invoke a feeling inside of you to keep moving forward. It would be that thing outside of you to keep moving forward. Now it's happening, but in a way, way, way bigger capacity. Because it's, again, all the versions of you, or the how handlers of you, meeting you in density to be like, okay, I see you, move along.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Skylar, can you bridge this together for us?
Yeah, I was thinking, I think the signs, like how Becca was saying, like the 222, mm-hmm. and all those things, what the heck is that? Deja vu.
Right.
Have always kind of been around.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're now becoming awake and aware to is the like handshakes, the less obvious nudges in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're becoming more and more aware of that as that energy steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than having like a big sign on the wall saying like, hey, turn here.
It's a whisper.
It's more of a whisper. Like someone gently bumps into you, and just that's what alters your path.
Yes.
Right.
Because we're it's invoking a feeling versus our eyes seeing it and our attention being caught. It's a feeling inside of us that's taking place.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not even necessarily like a physical thing like bumping into someone. It's just like that feeling of like, I just need to turn left.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. It's not really making my trip any longer. I normally just keep going straight, but I'm really getting a strong feeling of going left today. Mm-hmm. And trusting yourself enough that you make the left, and whatever was supposed to happen because you took that left mm-hmm. happens because you made the left. Because going straight gives you a different experience that doesn't move you forward, because it's all about starting to trust yourself.
Well, that feeling is magnetic. It's like mm-hmm. magnetic. You can't deny that feeling that it's pulling you, and you can't deny it.
Yeah, well, the new world that we're in now is based on feeling. It's not based on logic. So if you're really, really focused still on the logistics of things, you're missing out on the feeling of things that are trying to present this month, and really, you know, trusting yourself with whatever those feelings are and questioning things and just, you know, following that rainbow that has now birthed inside of you, that treasure chest and that rainbow, like really, really beginning to trust yourself and know that the life that you came here for has started. Mm-hmm. And so aside from that, it's like as this new world has begun, it's like what patterns have you brought in and are patterning
into the new. Yes. So what are your old patterns that you are patterning into the new?
Yeah. And like really, really see that's what's Kyler?
Sally sells
seashells by the seashore.
No. Patterning in the patterning of the patterning.
Yeah. But truly though.
What old patterns are you recreating into the new?
Yeah, it's kind of like what is seeking to pattern the new after the old? Mm-hmm. So let's just break that down, because aside from all of what we just talked about, you can't see and experience the feelings and all of that if you are patterning the new with the old. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. What does that mean?
Well, let's just say like the difficulties of trying to traverse this journey alone and having people around you in density for support, not understanding that we're all kind of playing the same game, but we all have our different objectives we're trying to
fulfill.
And people telling us, well, like, that doesn't make any sense because I did it this way. Well, that's because that was your objective. Mm-hmm. Like, there can be a type of loneliness, a type of isolation, because you're literally like, I know this makes sense to me, but everyone around me keeps telling me it's got to be something different. Mm-hmm. Listening to yourself instead of listening to that something different is redoing those patterns. Mm-hmm. My pattern is, I like to drive randomly all the time. That's how I process things. Your new pattern would be, I need to quit driving. If I notice I'm driving, let's stay home and let's process at home, or let's go for a walk. Let's do something different mm-hmm. than what we used to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really big thing, because we had somebody arrive yesterday, you know, to Greece, and we were talking to her and we were saying, like, you know, what about your old life in Canada are you breaking now that you're here? These patterns, these things. And even today when I, like, you know, just spending the day with her, I'm like, okay, I've stopped her on four different things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's old, that's old, that's old, mm-hmm. that's old, that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. That's a story, because all of that is the patterning from the old that she's mm-hmm. trying to bring into the new. Mm-hmm. And that's really the work, because in the old, you had to function, you had to see things, you had to do it from a back end way, all the stuff. Now it's like, what about your life? Basically, the imagery I gave her is like, this is the first time ever for all of us that we're swimming in clear sea water, mm-hmm. okay, versus murky lake water. Mm-hmm. So when you're in the clear sea water, what in your life is still coming in from that murky lake water? So you can notice that clear as day, because when you're in clear water, it's like you can lay on your back, you can float. When you're in lake water, are you still fucking panicking about something grabbing your feet? Are you wearing, you know, a certain bathing suit? Are you having certain thoughts? Did you mm-hmm. do a whole prep to go in that water? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm showing you? Mm-hmm. Is it's like starting to just be radical in owning yourself mm-hmm. to see where you're still in these patterns, behaviors, stories, fears, all the things in the new world, and clinging to that. Like the energy yes. report said, don't cling, surrender, understand where these patterns, habits, and things are coming from.
Well, and look at what's not sustaining in your life.
Right.
What feels hard? What is jarring you? And it's, you know, I feel like we've said this so many times, but it's like, what's that same thing that sort of keeps presenting itself? Because the things that are on repeat keep showing up because it's trying to redirect you right. to go into a different direction.
Right.
So I feel like that's something that we often get ignorant to. And when that thing keeps showing up or coming up inside of us, then we can get victim to it and start to blame the things outside of
or
ourselves.
Or justify.
Exactly.
Or justify to ourselves.
Yeah.
Why it's, and Skylar said this the other day, he goes, the language of, oh, it had to happen mm-hmm. or I'm having a great experience or I needed that experience is also becoming a headliner word mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, there's, like he said, if all of a sudden you have, I don't know, $7,000 mm-hmm. and all of a sudden 2 weeks from now, that $7,000 is gone. Mm-hmm. You can't sit there and say, it had to happen that way. That was a great experience. When you consciously made 10,000 choices between now and then to blow that money.
Yes.
And you've been really bringing that up because that's part of like the repatterning.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's exactly it. But I just wanted to say, like, if you just close your eyes for a second, we'll give some imagery, especially with the lake water and the seawater. In a lake, it's dark. There's a lot of things floating around into it. You can't really, really see, especially if you have a mask on. There's no visibility. Mm-hmm. So you can almost be sort of paranoid swimming in the lake because there's so much that you can't see.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
It's foggy.
Dirty. There's debris floating all around. But then if you go to the sea, mm-hmm. in the sea, it's clear, it's blue. It's almost, you can see so much, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's different because now you can see
everything.
You can see everything. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the change. Because you can see everything now, you don't have to be worried about what you can't see. You only need to be worried about the things that you can see mm-hmm. while yeah. you're in the sea. Sorry, I just wanted to close that off with that.
Awesome. Well, and I, you know, just to sort of piggyback off it and give more imagery, this came through yesterday in a session with putting our hands on the stove and giving ourselves the experience and saying that it had to happen. Mm-hmm. Now what we're doing is we're standing in front of the stove and stopping ourselves to be like, hey, I can put my hand here. I know what the burn is going to feel like. And I know the aftermath. I know exactly what steps 1 through 10 are of touching the stove.
Right.
What's different and what's uncomfortable is fucking walking away from the stove because that's unknown. And right. that is radically different. So right. that's also the shift. And that would be the most uncomfortable thing.
Well, yeah, with this clear water imagery that we're using, mm-hmm. I mean, it's now you're in this like really, really clear energy. Mm-hmm. We really are. And we really are starting to clean up the life that we had when we were in the lake with all the debris.
Yes.
And that's where everybody needs to understand that's truly where we're at right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And that can be kind of scary.
Exactly.
Having that much free space.
Exactly.
And because we hold that paranoia in our body. Yeah. Like our bodies are so used to almost like tensing up to be like, hey, there might be a fish coming. Oh my God. What if there's seaweed?
Right.
I can't
right.
see what's happening. But it's such an adjustment when everything is clear because we're not used to seeing so clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
And clicking.
Yes.
And being able to like radically flip our lives if we want to and change our lives and birth out who we are and have these experiences where, you know, we're meeting those different versions of ourselves mm-hmm. and all that and be able to just like click with everything. You know, we've never, ever, ever been in this time before. And it it is shocking to a lot of people in their system because of this imagery that Skylar also said, mm-hmm. like that debris, like what debris? And what I can kind of see is like, there's a dirty diaper, but mm-hmm. you've brought it over to the clear,
yeah.
the clear water. Okay. There's a fucking pop can. You've brought it over to the clear water. And what you need to understand, and in the energy report too, it said 1 billion people are going to find their coins this month. And it is happening. We are getting close to that number. I have intaked information that has shared that. And the thing I want to say about that is when you find your coin, okay, imagine it kind of looks like how I see it is like a pop through. But to me, it looks like if you're a flower and you're a seed and you pop through up into the top of the soil. Okay. But then using Skylar's imagery, all of a sudden you have, you know, root rot attached to you. You have some bugs attached to you. You have all that stuff attached to you. So what I feel I said on the podcast before, or maybe I've been saying it in a mentoring, but I'll say it again, is you now have your Santa bag, okay, with your one toy or your few toys in it. Previously, if Skylar had his Santa bag, it would be like, oh, I would go and dig through his Santa bag with him and like help him and all the things. No, Skylar has his Santa bag mm-hmm. of his stuff. He's
well equipped to deal with his
exactly. bag. We all are, and all we mm-hmm. can do is be examples to the next being on how to fucking sift through their own Santa bag. So what's really happening, if we go back to this garden imagery of the flower popping through and having the root rot, having the bugs, having the all the things, it's like my question to you is, imagine you're in the garden with all the other flowers. Why do you care what the other flowers are doing with their root rot, their bugs, their whatever? Mm-hmm. Let them have their journey with that. Mm-hmm. Be there as the example. Mm-hmm. Be there as the example. So whoever you live with in your life, whatever you're experiencing, why are you so obsessed with their stems, mm-hmm. their fucking seed roots, mm-hmm. all that stuff? Why are you obsessed with it? It's like all you can do is focus on yourself and be the example of yourself and be that, you know, compassionate flower next to them, because now we're in a humanity garden. Mm-hmm. We are in a garden where we're all blooming. So that is really happening right now. That is huge this mm-hmm. month, is you can really, really see your Santa sack of shit. And I'm going to segue, if they're ready for me to, mm-hmm. to kind of like talk about what that feels and looks like.
Oh, I think so. The one thing sometimes in conversation with other people, when you're trying to talk about your experiences in the sea, it's just hard for people to understand because they can't even grasp what that sort of clarity is like.
Right.
So they're going to tell you that can't be true. Like, you know, there's going to be disbelief mm-hmm. because they can't believe
for themselves
that something could be so clear mm-hmm. that you could see so much.
Fear, don't hesitancy. Yeah.
Because they don't know that. They are stuck in the murky, dark water of the lake. So you tell them that something's different, they have zero understanding of it. They can't comprehend it. But they will tell you that you're crazy. And that will cause a lot of self-doubt for you. Well, maybe I was wrong, because like I'm walking around on land right now. Maybe the water wasn't quite as clear or as I remember it to be. Maybe it was as dirty as they are telling me it was, because they're in the lake. Mm-hmm. But this is your journey. You know what your experience holds for you. Mm-hmm. So don't judge yourself by what someone else is telling you of the experience that they're having. Mm-hmm. This is your experience. This is your life. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that goes back to the line too, that like, you know, we're in this energy and this time and this journey now where you are the inspiration. And if you look around, I've said this before, is if you look around everybody's life who inspires you, chances are you are it. Mm-hmm. So when Skylar is sharing this, it's like, okay, but how do I get people to, you know, understand the clear water? And it's like, you don't have to, you just have to be yourself. Mm-hmm. You just have to own your life in the clear water, and people will have that magnetic pull and that things being like, how did you do it? Like, what are you doing? Who are you? Where did this come from? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Again, you're known now by your energy versus your words. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important. So I'm going to kind of segue into, it's just seed. I'm just going to put out some information to really help, you kind of identify and understand what is happening. So I literally am 100% certain that I'm in the middle of pretty much writing a book on everything that we are, everything that we've been working on for 5 years, the foundation of which we are. And it is absolutely the most life-changing information, work, blow your mind, and it's all, I'm just going to call it seed. And what it is you can imagine that you were, you come from a lineage, okay? So if you look at your physical life right now, you are someone's daughter, you are someone's son, and you come from a lineage of parents and grandparents going back however many generations in density, okay? That seed, that there's an original seed somewhere in your lineage, okay? So if you can imagine it right now, you're standing in a garden, okay? And notice that you have a beautiful gold seed in your palm of your hand. That original gold seed was one day taken and it was manipulated into a different variety of a flower, maybe turned into a carrot, turned into lettuce, whatever, put into a greenhouse. It was, you know, manipulate it to reproduce together, all this stuff. So these variations of seed manipulation have now happened through the generations of your life to land down to you. Okay? So one of the biggest things I really want you to feel and hear loud and clear right now, and I want everybody to just even close their eyes for a moment so that you can really intake these words and feel them. How many times in your life right now, have you or can you say that you are your dad, you're becoming your mom, maybe you're your brother or your sister or your grandma or your grandpa? Look at who you are as a being right now and feel that emotion. I feel a lot of emotion. And feel it as all of the sudden dust, all of the starting falls down onto your head. And feel that dust move into your body and ask yourself, how many times in the last weeks have I been my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my grandma, or my grandpa? And just everybody breathe and see how you talk, see how you eat, see how you look. Look at your mannerisms, look at your thoughts, look at your choices, and really feel that. Because every single person right now who is listening to this podcast has been portaling someone else. And this is really emotional, and you're gonna feel it. You are portaling someone else. And your entire life up until this moment has been created and defined by seed manipulation. And you have been taking on lineage that has not been yours. And we're at a high percentage of that, all the way up to 80 to 100% full seed lineage. Meaning that a lot of people right now feel fucking fucked, crazy. They don't understand themselves. Because the greenhouse that was protecting your seed has fallen down and now your seed is standing there butt fucking naked and you are taking on all of this energy. There is a way to separate it out. There is a way to understand yourself, but I want to share that with you. The things that are killing your dreams, the things that are stopping you from becoming, the things that are hurting your relationships or you're being hurt by in a relationship is because that other person is in full seed manipulation or you are in seed manipulation. Things cannot be altered. So if your relationship is ending right now, if you're making choices about ending your relationship, you are correct in that feeling. But know that there is a reason for it. And if the other person does not want to look at their seed manipulation right now, that's fine. But you are. So feel these words so strongly. You have not been yourself your entire life. But now you're really seeing it right now this month, how much you haven't been yourself. All illness, all fucking sickness everything is coming out of the seed manipulation. So what's happening right now is there's a lot of that sitting in the chest and the heart, moving all the way up to the throat and all the way up to the head, meaning that your seed has made it to the heart. It's trying to sprout, and based on who you're portaling, is pushing it back down and pushing it into your body to try and trap the seed. So if you have a family member, if you yourself are experiencing quote unquote health problems or anything of that nature, it is seed. All of it is seed. There is a solution. There is a fucking fix, and there is a reversal when you understand yourself. This is why we are here. This is why I am here. I can literally download your seed lineage for you. And I know that Beck and Skylar can speak about that. I can speak about that. And we, all three of us, have had a massive, massive coin moment within ourselves this month to understand our seed lineage and the relief, the mind-blowingness, the emotion. When I downloaded mine, I cried for a good fucking 3 hours because everything in my life clicked. Mm-hmm. So if you have been debating on working with us, if you have been debating on healing and changing your life, if you've been wondering like what the fuck is going on, this is now the foundation on which we stand. And I literally don't have the full go ahead. I have like 2 green checks. So I'm waiting for the third to release all the information out. And I really feel that that is happening in the next, you know, couple months here. But I'm starting to share it, and you need to hear my words. So if you feel fucking crazy right now, you are literally taking on the energy of someone else. Mm-hmm. So I feel that we should break this down and share our own kind of seed snippets, relatableness, to help people understand their seeds. Skylar?
Yep. Are we allowed to open our eyes now? Yes. Sorry, I didn't hear the opening.
You were
eyes.
So in, like, you were just like really processing.
He was floating,
that.
Yeah. Yes. So let's get talking. Skylar's got his seed information, mm-hmm. that's changed him. Becca had a huge experience, mm-hmm. And so did I. So who wants to go? And
well, I can go. So here's the thing that I just want to start this off with is, for the last, I want to say probably 2.5 months, for sure 2, every single session that I was having, somewhere in my session, it would be like, I just don't feel like myself. I just don't feel like myself. Something's not fucking clicking. I just don't feel like myself. And of course, you know, things build and piece together and begin to click slowly but surely. And the information that I got actually came through when my mom visited. And the second that she landed, I was like, holy fuck, I have been my mom for quite some time. Can't give you a number. It does not matter. But I had so many moments inside of myself, again, specifically when she was here, I was like, holy shit, I'm fucking talking like her. I'm having the exact same thoughts as she once did. Everything that she projected onto me when I was young, it's because I was showing her herself. And it really changed the game because I, again, did not feel like myself. So it gave me the understanding to be like, okay, this being over here is having its experience on the left, and we'll just call it my mom. And then I'm having my experience over on the right, and I have finally been able to start to separate that energy out, to understand fully what is me and to understand fully what is hers. But what I will say and what I will preface is, I am still making that choice to see how that has affected me, how I've made my choices, say, from her energy, and how I can choose to flip it. I still have that inner responsibility within myself to do something different about it, instead of being ignorant, being like, well, that's just her energy. Now
yeah,
I can fucking move
victim.
Along with things.
You can't be
you
victim.
Can't be
you
victim
can't
victim to
blame.
It because there is still a part of you that exists inside of that energy.
Yeah, it's still part of the original seed.
Yes. So I have to now take the responsibility inside of myself to be like, okay, I know that it's her energy coming into me, but what am I doing or what am I not doing to let that come into me? where does my responsibility need to come in? What can I do differently so that I can continue to separate that out and move into the truth of me and allow myself to learn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To learn is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And it's mind blowing because I gave her a graph.
Mm-hmm.
And when I gave you the graph, I mean, you were like, okay, wow, this is like on paper.
Yes.
Let me process it. And then it just hit you. You mm-hmm. can just see it. I feel like it's very emotional for everybody once they see the downloaded information. Because yeah. it literally moves so much through your cells. You click with it and you get it.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, there is no blame. But I think there's a sense of relief and understanding, like, why you've been frustrated, why we felt the way we felt, like why we could never place words to it. It's like, mm-hmm. why on a random fucking Tuesday do I all of a sudden feel depressed or feel down or whatever? It literally places the language and the understanding to everything in your life so you can actually fucking heal and live freely for the world that you came for. Because as long as the seed manipulation exists, it's literally a fucking killer to your dreams. Mm-hmm. It literally holds you back. It stops you. You want to know why you can't fucking create. You want to know why you can't bloom. You want to know why your fucking stem keeps fucking flopping down. Mm-hmm. You want to know why you fucking bury yourself underneath the dirt. All these things is literally because you are portaling energy that's not yours, and you have been your entire life, and you don't understand yourself. And the complexity of it in some of the charts that I've seen is absolutely fucking insane. Mm-hmm. How it bleeds out, but it's not hard. Mm-hmm. I have a PhD in how to fucking help you with this for sure. Mm-hmm. But the relief is unbelievable when you understand where the seed is being touched.
Yes. And I feel like something that's really, really important too is wherever you are in your journey, wherever you are in your life, whether you're working with us or not, is like, ask questions,
mm-hmm.
ask questions. And I said this to you when I had got my chart, I was like, I'm going to ask you a million questions so that I can better understand what is actually happening. I can understand like where I have seen it in the past, where I can see it in, you know, my present moments, because otherwise it just, you know, sort of goes out the window and that ignorance can really take over. Mm-hmm. So I'm choosing to ask the questions to better educate myself and to feel and to understand the truth of me. And
well, that's the new world that we're in.
Yes. And that I feel like oftentimes gets missed. It's like we forget to ask the questions. We just
talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I remain curious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I get being a person who's very curious and likes to ask a million and a half questions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that can come off as very judgmental, but that is not on you if you know you're just asking to be curious.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person is like, well, why are you being so judgmental?
I don't
like,
think no. It comes off as
if judgment. You ask a lot of like, why are you doing this, why are you doing that, like why do you put your socks on and then you put your pants on, why
I think that's just like an accountability thing when you're being around other people.
Yeah, but be curious and be open-minded to things and not judgmental, I think would really help. And the imagery when Becca was talking about the seed information with her mom is if you were to cook yourself up a nice juicy grilled cheese sandwich and you were to slice it properly from corner to corner and then slowly pull it apart, you have strings of cheese mm-hmm. connected to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the seed information. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to take your half of a grilled cheese that you've got, then you're going to kind of open it up even more and you're kind of going in there and you're pulling out that cheese from in between the bread that you just melted.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that you can be your each own individual being.
Yeah.
And so Skylar, do you want to talk about yours or like share the feeling that you had to kind of explain yours with your glasses and like just that experience? Or
I think you would probably do a better job than I would.
Okay, so so Skylar's is also a really interesting one to share because I feel a lot of people can relate to that. Is Skylar's, we'll call it seed manipulation, comes on in moments where he doesn't feel safe within himself, he doesn't feel loved within himself, he doesn't feel seen, worthy, whatever the case may be. And his actually comes from what we call source code. So if when Skylar all of a sudden, for example, doesn't feel safe, all of the sudden you can imagine it, a computer chip, like an old floppy disk or a USB drive, all of the sudden like comes into his body and source code comes in and takes him over. Okay. So what happens for him is his body remains the same, but what happens is he puts on a pair of glasses, and then through those glasses, he becomes somebody else. Okay, so where he's gotten really frustrated in his life up until this moment of this information is if we would share something with him and be like, what the fuck, you were being a dick, or you said this. And he's like, what the fuck? Because to him, in his body, he feels himself. He feels normal. He feels clear. But the glasses are distorting him. So if you've seen the movie Free Guy, that has literally been Skyler's life, his entire life. So he's walking down the street as this guy with this body of form, and then all of a sudden somebody gives him these pair of glasses and he's fucking literally altered. He's doing things that he wouldn't normally do. He's living this life that he wouldn't normally do, but through the glasses, take that in. So in order for him to then cope, okay, with being in the glasses, he all of a sudden takes on the energy of his 17-year-old son. So what his 17-year-old son would do, you know, to cope and all that, all of a sudden Skylar's doing the exact same thing because there's a seed manipulation happening with his son and Skylar and his brother, actually, is where it's taking place. Mm-hmm. So I'm sharing these words so that people can see this inside their life, where maybe you've been in friendships, you've been in relationships, you've been in things where you just feel like you can't get through to the being, and like you're fucking like, this person's fucked, this person's crazy, like I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And you've used all these languages. Chances are they have source code and they just don't understand themselves, and that level of compassion back to them, they feel just as frustrated. They feel just as lost. They feel just as fucking hopeless because they're, in Skylar's example, his body can't register with these glasses. Mm-hmm. There's like that
is a disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct in how I would explain it?
Yeah.
And so, takeaways on that, or are you still processing?
Still kind of processing it and still trying to see how it all
connects
and mm-hmm. how it affects. Mm-hmm. Always continuously learning, always mm-hmm. kind of asking questions, hearing input, trying to give input
mm-hmm.
Or output. I don't know what's
the input, problem. Give input, yeah.
Give input and get output. I don't know. Sure. Whatever. But always kind of just being open and not being judgmental on the
yourself,
information being
yeah.
given to mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. and the and how I'm behaving in regards to that information, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's setting you free for sure.
Yeah, because I know I have good days and I know I have bad days, and bad days kind of happen. Not being victim to it, because I can see how maybe I was behaving or how I was talking, and I can hear the feedback from it with information in regard to the source code and the glasses. Mm-hmm. And just trying to be a little bit more aware and trying to place how they all connect to make different choices in the future.
Well, yes. And like if we use Skylar as an example, I mean, and even Becca, I mean, this is a lifetime. Okay. So where we are now in this new world, okay, everybody needs to understand that this month with all this information and the things that are coming on, this is a lifetime of us living this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then don't even get me started on cellularly, you know, or sorry, DNA, like lineage, meaning lives before this. But if we just talk about this current lifetime, whatever your age is. So if we use Skylar for 40 years, you know, almost, I'm sure, you know, his source code, sorry, came on probably around 6 or 7. So for 35 years of Skylar's life, these glasses have been coming on to various degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to give yourself compassion here as this connects, but we're in that time outside of time energy right now. So what you're receiving, what you're understanding about yourself, it is absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is not even worth sharing because it's so fucking complex and so mind blowing and so detailed, but for my own words to give back, it just clicks together everything in my life that I have walked, everything that I am, you know, all these like inner questions that I'm just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, why did this happen, or this person, or
mm-hmm.
you know, why was my brother this way?
The meaning.
Honestly,
yes.
It's like our Instagram bio where it's like connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, the day that I downloaded my seed lineage and Becca and Skylar were out and I was doing a painting, I literally have not inner cried.
Mm-hmm.
Like the emotion that came out of me, the relief that came out of me, the fucking
processing.
The processing that came out of me. And then when I was painting and processing, I was so rocked and altered because it was like this domino effect finally came out of me. And I just want this for everybody alive because the world that we were born into got fucked royally. And there's nothing more to say about it, but we're starting the cleanup. Everything can be reversed now. It's just fucking crazy. So sharing just these experiences, maybe you can see them in yourself. But the other thing is you need to understand that your seed is your world. It's your creation. It's your why. It's everything. And it's sitting somewhere in your body trying to move to your center as a beautiful stem to pop up into a flower and birth out. Obviously, the three of us, our work every single day in our sessions and everything is to help you bloom, help you understand how to sustain being bloomed, help you understand my world is once you're bloomed, all of a sudden to help you understand your portal, to help you understand how to become the creator of your life, to help you be able to pull all the stuff from your universe, we'll call it, where your flower sits down into your body form in a clear portal. So I'm sharing this information as huge compassion because we are now in go, 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 fast, fast, fast. We're in the fucking world that we came for. We're in home, which has been seated inside of you this entire time. Take that in. I'm going to repeat that. Home has been seated inside of you this entire time. The seed has been found. It's starting to sprout. So you're seeing heart, chest, quote unquote, issues like never fucking before because your seeds are fucking sprouting. They're sprouting. And if you don't understand yourself, you have anchors in your body right now that are being triggered, okay, by choices previously to cause the disease.
Well, it's like the doors of you are being knocked on,
right?
In hopes that you open them and see what's on the other side.
So
in hopes for change.
Yes.
Because we have to start doing something different.
Yes.
The energy no longer sustains the old. So we have to start doing something different.
Well, and here's the thing that you need to really understand is it's like, you know, for the last 5 years, we have been, and me specifically, have been doing back end work. Okay. So the back end to get to this world. The back end work is all done now, and now we are in the truth of it. And that's why I'm waiting for the third check mark to put all of this out, a container that people can join in on and fucking do their seed work and fucking change their lives and on they go and do whatever they want to do in their life. But the back end is done. So the energy, like Skylar said, has shifted because the back end has exploded. The things are starting to quote unquote manifest and show up in life. You're going to be living in cities, places, things that are just going to feel dense. They're going to feel factory controlled. You know, they're going to feel very just dense.
Yes. Well, and what's coming to me too is like, so if we use, you know, the language that we're sharing of like the old is done and we're fully moving into the new.
We are in the new.
We are in the new. The game of telephone that you play. So it's like I would whisper into Skylar's ear and say, I have a bag of oranges. And then he would then go and whisper in another person's ear. And if he misheard me, it would be, I have a leg of oranges.
Right.
Essentially, we have begun to do that with ourselves. So it's like the old is trying to fucking play telephone with us. And it's become so distorted that we have to make up a fucking story to keep that old shit alive, to give us something instead of accepting the fact that this is distorted, this doesn't need to exist anymore, and I can move on and not play this game of telephone with myself and let it go and just like sustain myself in the new.
Right. And that's the whole work right now is it's just like we can process, we can let go, we can sustain things faster than we ever have. That's our whole entire work, to help you feel good, to help you help yourself feel good so that you can sustain in the garden of you. So as we move forward in this month, it's like the energy is literally okay, we're just in real time. We're laughing because we have
Skylar is like is scratching the dog, petting the dog, and it's so distracting.
We're trying to do a podcast. He's licking himself. You know, this is just real time trying to record. And when I'm in and I have a dog licking himself and Skylar literally we're at the pet farm right now. The pet zoo. The petting zoo. We're here.
Oh my God. Holy crap.
In what my do you defense. Got? In my defense, I was trying to scratch him so he wouldn't wind up licking himself. So you wouldn't hear a dog licking himself as in the background.
You know, here we are, you guys, 170 some episodes, and we've always been real. So this is how it is, real life over here. So with this, we have anything else that we wanted to add on what we're experiencing and seeing? You know,
you're not crazy. You're not crazy. Yeah. You're not alone. You're not losing it. There's a reason for everything.
More so than ever, I feel. Like, more so, you can just feel that humanity shift that has taken place. And here's the thing. If you woke up after the eclipse, okay, and I don't remember if the eclipse was the 7th or the 8th or whenever it was, but the day after that, goddamn, it's like you could freaking feel it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to be blind to the fact that things are shifting, you can really notice the chaos in life, the chaos in other people's lives.
The chaos inside of you.
Yeah, the chaos inside of you, the things that are happening. It doesn't have to be when the war ends on the external, the internal war ends too.